The bitter truth is that the world is not very good with the business of reciprocation. And a lot of people don't actually do pretty good with the business of reciprocation. So should we then live life on terms of reciprocation, or it's not a big deal? Because what then do you do if you're giving out light, then the world is busy throwing darkness at you? What do you do if you're giving out love and the world is then throwing back hurt at you? You know what I'm saying? You're giving out kindness and the world is then throwing back at you, you know, rage, you know what I'm saying? And everything ugly that you can think about. Because the reality and the truth is that not a lot of people are doing pretty good with this business of reciprocation. And so if that isn't the case, how do we still remain true to what we've identified as our truth from the light of the scriptures, against the reality that we're receiving from this world? Because it's very true that you'll find people beginning to make certain adjustments, not because they're even representing what they believe in, but they just begin to make certain adjustments just so to, you know, reciprocate what they're receiving. And it's actually a hard time to trying to be who you're not just because you feel like nobody is reciprocating your light. And so then you begin to feel like, I gotta stop giving out some light, maybe just for a second. So you see, that transition is not a pretty transition. And to those that are very attentive enough, they're able to tell that you're not making a healthy transition. This transition or this shift is not as a response to your truth. That obviously has its foundation in the light of scripture, but you're just responding because this is what the world is giving you. So you see that people that are kind, that are gentle, that are loving, you know, that are generous, just because the world has not been able to reciprocate, then they feel it's not necessary to continue walking this path of kindness. It's not necessary to be the gentle person that everybody knows me to be. So what then should I do? I begin to display this savage attitude, you know what I'm saying? Savage behavior. Not even any close to that behavior representing their inner truth, you know what I'm saying? Their inner identity. But because the world is not reciprocating, we sort of put to sleep our inner identity, our truth, the truth in us that has its roots in the scriptures. We put that to death because we feel like, wait a minute, this is a very rough place, and if I'm going to survive, I've got to be savage to some degree. If I'm gonna survive, I'm gonna have to withhold. Because see, I've been given, and all the world is doing is just taking. You know what I'm saying? It's not given back. There is no reciprocation. So should life then be a business of reciprocation, or reciprocation should not even be much of a big deal on this journey of life? So That's a very big question that we want to give attention to, even as we attempt to answer, to find answers. Is life a business of reciprocation, or it doesn't even count? Because I promise you, and I tell you the truth, the world is a crazy place. You know what I'm saying? This world is a crazy, crazy place. You're gonna give out love, and the people that you might be giving out the love to might not just be able to reciprocate that to you. So should that then mean it should stop giving out love? And if that is the case, should life be a business of reciprocation or not? But I feel for me, one liberating truth is that the world should not take away my truth, regardless of what it gives to me. It should not be able to put to death my authenticity that I have found in the light of the scriptures, you know, because like I say, this doubting, there are people that are just born kind, you know, born generous. So they just want to help everybody. They want to help people that are in need. And people that are just kind, looking out, you know what I'm saying? They're born that way. And now they're in this space where nobody is appreciating that. You know, in as much as it's making a difference in the lives of people, yet the people that are actually receiving that grace are not even appreciative of that. So that reality in itself has the potential to inspire the person that is giving out the love to sort of, you know, put to death that inherent thing that makes him, you know, be effortlessly kind. Because then they begin to feel like there's no reciprocation. But the truth of the matter is that people are going to be ungrateful, people are going to be inconsiderate, but that should not change who you are. That should not inspire you to put to death your love for people. People are going to disappoint you, but you can still give grace to the next person. You know what I'm saying? You can give grace to the next person. Just a few months ago, I got super disappointed, you know, after having tried to pour my life on this young gentleman, you know, just there trying to make him become the best version of himself, had the best intentions for him, and boy just decided to pay me back in the most ugly way any man can afford, you know. And I was super disappointed because of the investment that I made in that young man and the beautiful plans that I had for him, you know, and whatnot. So yeah, we definitely had to part ways, and I wasn't happy about it because my heart was still reaching out for this young man. Because I didn't want him to be miserable. I wanted him to grow and become a responsible young man. You see what I'm saying? And fast forward, I got connected to this young man. So you see, because effortlessly, I want to share my life with everybody that comes in contact with me. I want to be a blessing. I want to help them grow. I want them to learn what they can learn. And I want them to just explore and become the best version of themselves. That's something that I do effortlessly. So in retrospect, I started finding myself holding back. Like, why should I even waste my time trying to again invest in this young man? I'll better just let him, you know, do his thing. Let him walk his lane and let it be my lane. But I still didn't get the satisfaction, you know, the fulfillment that I knew was available for me. It was not until I decided to say, you know what, he deserves grace too. And if it turns out it's going to disappoint me, that is a design of life. No, nothing is guaranteed. You're not guaranteed nothing. So why should I be super careful and just say, oh man, because I got disappointed and I'm not doing it ever again, I'm not trusting nobody, I'm not going to, you know, share my life with the next person simply because the other person paid me bad. So I decided to, you know, speak life in this young man and give him grace and teach him whatever he can learn, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, give him responsibilities, because I also want to see him grow. And if he decides to disappoint me as well, as long as what the other person did didn't put to death my inherent kindness, my love for people, my love for humanity, and my love to just contribute and be a blessing in people's lives. So I'm like, what that young man did is not stopping me from investing my life in this person who is here with me now. Because what do you know? What do I know? There's got to be a reason why he's here. And there's going to be a reason why we're talking now. So I better make this moment count for something. That even if this man, you know, decides to disappoint me for some reason, if he's ever going to do that, I pray that he's going to walk away from here with a beautiful story. You know, he's going to walk away, you know, having at length something, having at become a better version of himself. So we see the world is going to throw at us different nasty stuff. But we've got to protect our authenticity. We've got to protect our truth. That we should not begin to respond to life according to what it's given back to us. Because if that then is going to be the case, this is going to be a very nasty place to be at. Because nobody's going to be kind. You know, nobody's going to be gentle. Because we're all going to be savage. You know what I'm saying? We're all going to be savage. Simply because life is throwing at us stuff that we're not giving out to life. We're giving out love, kindness, peace, but then life then throws back at us brutality or something like that. But the comfort is that every man is gonna reap what they sow. You know what I'm saying? So whatever seed of kindness that you're sowing in the lives of people. And as much as today it might be seeming like they're giving back, you know, hatred and whatever it is, I promise there's gonna come a time that you're gonna reap. So you gotta keep sowing. You gotta keep sowing. You're gonna keep sowing. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold back the seed, because that seed has the potential to then grow into this beautiful forest that is going to bless a lot of lives, a lot of people. So don't hold back the seed simply because the world seems not to be appreciating the seed that you are, you know, sowing in people's lives. I promise you that seed is going to grow some time, and you're going to reap from that harvest, and that harvest is going to make you a better person, and it's going to make the next person a better person, and it's going to make this world a more beautiful place. So now think about how much damage, you know, you holding back the seed could possibly cause. So simply because the world is bitter and savage at you should not, you know, tempt you to hold back the seed of kindness, because that seed of kindness has the potential to change the narrative. And one of the most striking scenarios in the scriptures, one, Jesus was being crucified and he was about to give up his breath, and it says, "Father, forgive them, for they're not what they do." You know what I'm saying? That's big, because Jesus came to make this world a better place, and people didn't appreciate that. And yet, whatever it was, it didn't make him a better person, because he had the power to say, "God, see what these people have done. Strike them with lightning. Kill them all. Like, see what they've done to me. I did not deserve this. I was giving out life, I was giving out love, but this is how they're gonna pay me back. Come on, God, strike them all. You know, strike them with lightning or something like that." But Jesus said, "I'm not working with the business of reciprocation here. You guys have dealt me bad, but I am paying you back bad. My last prayer is that God is going to have mercy on you, and that God is going to forgive, because you don't know what you're doing. I came to save the world, but you did not appreciate that. And you've crucified me today, and I ain't counting that against you. I'm going to ask my Father to have mercy upon you." That's a beautiful narrative. And I was left to play that moment in my head. I'm like, man, that right there is a defining moment. That right there should be a defining moment for everybody. You know, it should be a defining moment for all of us. So if maybe it should not be a business of reciprocation. I know this easier said than done. It's not easy, but maybe it should not be a business of reciprocation. Just mean world for people. You know what I'm saying? They might not be able to appreciate it a day, but just keep giving out love, giving out grace, keep giving out peace, you know, keep giving out hope. The world may not appreciate it today, but keep at it. You know what I'm saying? Keep at it. Continue being generous. People may not say thank you. They might not be grateful, but don't hold back. Just try it. And ask God to grant you the grace, like he was able to grant grace to Jesus, that right at the cross when he was about to breathe his last, he didn't count the wrongs of the world, but he said, God, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. And Jesus is not on the business of reciprocation. So regardless of what the world gave him back, he decided to still give back love. He decided to give back grace. He decided to give back peace. And I hope and I pray that that's going to be our story. Because I agree. I know this world is a crazy place. People doing all a lot of nasty stuff. You know what I'm saying? People are super ungrateful, you know. And we're tempted to just begin to hold back. You know, people are so disappointed. And we're tempted to just, you know, trash them away. Like, I got no business with you. You know what I'm saying? Because of what you did, I can't keep you around. Get away from me. But let's try, by the grace of God, to just give out grace regardless of what these people, you know, throw at us. Let's give out love. Let's give out peace. Because that's a seed. And a man is going to reap whatever that they sow. So keep giving out that seed of love. Keep giving out that seed of hope. That seed of generosity and everything. And I promise you, one day you're going to reap an amazing harvest. And it's going to, you know, build a very, very beautiful narrative that's definitely going to live on beyond your name. And it's going to live on beyond your time. So maybe life should not be a business of reciprocation. But it should be a business of giving out grace. Regardless of what the world might be throwing at you.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.